You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Some of you are buzzing about this Glow Fertility app that will pay you if you didn't get pregnant. We're going to talk about that. Easy to just say, nope, keeping my legs crossed tonight. Nope. It has more to do with infertility, but we'll talk about that. Then I promised I would give you guys tips on how to tell your partner to go on a diet. Also, it looks like 40% of couples sleep apart. They don't sleep in the same bed. Why not? Is this good? Does it help the marriage? Does it hurt the marriage? So we'll talk about that. Chickens wearing diapers to stop salmonella from being spread, as well as a very easy test to see if people have delirium as they're in the hospital. Very important for you guys as family members to be able to know if your loved one is starting to become delirious. All right. Many people are quiet to the nurses. They don't talk. Nurses may not have the time to really get to know your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, etc. You know them. And a way to kind of tell if they're already going through delirium, so then you can notify the doctor like something's wrong. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We were talking about carbon emissions with our cell phones. Apparently, there is a report that when watching television or streaming a game on your LED screens, okay, even though those could be more energy efficient, when you do it over your cell phone, they say it could release carbon emissions as equal to 10 miles on your car. Now, I don't know much about carbon footprints. I don't get it. Okay? They say watching TV on a plasma screen could result in lifetime emissions a third higher than a similar sized LED television. I have no idea if I have a plasma or LED. I really don't know. All right? But we are trying to reduce our carbon footprint because we're being told by our government that it's all our fault. Right? Why we have global warming, and that global warming is due to our carbon emissions. Okay, I just think the Earth rotates, okay? I just think it's something a little bit more global than we could handle, okay? NASA had reported a while back that the Arctic ice was melting at the same speed the Antarctic ice was growing, and they measured this. Yet then we get reports, well, Antarctica is also melting as well. So I think somebody needs to visit the North Pole and the South Pole and tell us what the hell is going on. If they could do that, that would help. But I do think we're putting a lot out there. I think radiation is going to increase. I think our exposure to radiation is going to increase. Whether that's good or not, I'm not a huge fan. I try not to be in front of a computer all the time. Not that computers are supposed to give you cancer, but I just kind of wonder about all this energy being released. You know, things were so easy when you used to just kind of go outside and play. But think about it. You go outside and play, you're getting radiation from the sun. You fly in an airplane, you're getting radiation from the sun. So interesting to think that even our cell phone use and our streaming movies on our cell phone could increase our carbon footprint. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm looking at a picture right now of a chicken wearing a diaper. Now, some of you are like, what are you talking about? I want to put my dog and my cat in a diaper. I do too. I really want to cover up their tushies because when they're inside because it's stormy or whatever, hot, or they don't want to be outside, right, and go potty, they'll run around to find a place to go potty, usually in my closet where I have my clothes laying on the floor. That, for some reason, they think is nice soft for their tushies. All right. So, I guess a woman called Mary, didn't want to give her last name, said the business idea struck her following a recent salmonella outbreak. The outbreak was connected to chickens being kept in backyards. I guess she's an entrepreneur from Denver, Colorado. She saw a gap in the market, and to let people keep their pet chickens without getting sick from any diseases, put the diaper. It looks ridiculous. The diaper looks absolutely ridiculous. Now, keep in mind, salmonella can kill. According to Fox News, two major outbreaks of salmonella across several states left one dead and 271 infected just recently. And CDC warned that those of us that have chickens, us poultry keepers, that the disease is carried through the animal droppings. So you shouldn't get too close to the birds. Now, my mother grew up with chickens, and they had to, you know, take the chicken and chop off the head and then cook it for dinner. So I don't really know if salmonella was a huge scare back then in the 50s. But some chicken owners, you know, they're like your pets. I mean, if I had a chicken, I'd probably let the chicken in the house. I'd be like, oh, coochie, coochie, coo. You know, come on in. The chicken would be like, I'd probably play with the chicken. I'd probably put some music on, see if the chicken dances like I do. I think it'd be fun to have a pet chicken, just like a pet frog, a pet turtle, but they all carry disease. Now, if you think you could get a diaper on your jumping frog, go for it. Now, one of my kids had as a pet a big black scorpion. We had to get the scorpion for a school project. I don't know what the hell that school project was for. After the school project was done, the kids wanted to keep Scorpy. Of course, I said hell to the no, and I was outnumbered. Because, you know, it's my husband and the two boys. So I'm the girl of the house. The woman of the house has no opinion. So I had to live with this big, ugly scorpion. Finally, I woke up screaming in bed one night. And my husband goes, what happened? Were you dreaming about my mother? I said, no, scorpion. So he got rid of the scorpion for us. He gave it to an exotic pet store so they could coax it, groom it, you know, tickle it under its arms. Yeah, my kids were furious with me. They thought I was the most worthless mom. Really? All right, guys, don't go away. Don't forget to diaper up your chickens. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bone Suckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thank you so much. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we were talking about the Amber Alerts, the latest on this missing San Diego teenager who was allegedly abducted by a family friend. They think the suspect, James Lee DiMaggio, actually might have explosives. All right. They think he abandoned his blue Nissan Versa, left it booby-trapped with explosives, warning people that if they find the vehicle or anywhere he might have stopped, they should stay away. I guess DiMaggio was an avid outdoorsman, according to the LA Times. Authorities thus far are still no closer to finding her and her 8-year-old brother. Now, the Amber Alert, I guess, has been active in four states now. It's been four states, although they think that he might have taken her to Texas or even Canada. Okay, that's really not narrowing it down for us. All right. We were talking about how some people are kind of complaining now about these Amber Alerts because their phones are ringing and alarms are going off. And, they're getting confused, they're getting ruffled up, they're getting, does our Amber Alert system need to improve? Yes, I think it has to improve, but, the whole purpose of this is, okay, if we lose one of our own, we all get involved. And we let these bad guys know that we are all looking for them. Now, many of us, we kind of mind our own business, and I get that, okay? Like they're even saying, look, you know, for those of you that did get the Amber Alert, now you're looking for his car. Don't go up to the car because it could be booby trapped. So I get that. You know, we gotta still play it safe. But I know if, God forbid, anybody was kidnapped in my family, I would have want everybody in this world scouring for my baby. So I get that. But the problem I have is if you're already having people complain about the Amber Alerts trying to shut off their phones, then it's going to become less and less effective. Some of you weighed in on this. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Hello, Dr. Dolly. Thank you for taking my call this morning. This is in regards to the alert. Last night, when I left home, I worked third shift. My wife works first. I always call her around 9 o'clock, and half an hour after I hung up with her, she got a phone call from her half hour after I left, and she was complaining of a disturbing phone call that she had gotten. And it was an alert phone call. Turns out it was from our local police department, and it asked her to remain on the line and listen to the alert message. There was a 67-year-old black female. She had walked out of the hospital, and they were requesting that our neighborhood check our garages and cars. After hanging up with her 30 minutes later, she calls me back, and she gets another phone call. Same thing, only this time they were just letting everyone know that person had been found.
Okay. Oh, I wish you were live. I got some questions for you. You know, see that, okay. So here's an example, it sounds like, of some of these Amber Alerts aren't so much Amber Alerts of kidnapped children. I guess there's calls that you guys are receiving, like manhunt type of things. Like, you know, like find this person. This person is loose. This person is running around. This person could be a danger. I mean, on one end, I want those calls. Okay? You know, if somebody says, look, you know, the last time this person was seen was in this quadrant of the city, you know, if you see somebody like this that matches the description, let authorities know. I don't mind that. I dig that stuff, you know, because I come from a family where my grandfather was a police officer. Both my father and grandfather were military. You know, my husband worked with the police force at the university. And so, you know, for me, I'm all into that. I love the whole, you know, neighborhood watch, patrolling, community being involved, you know, community trying to, you know, help out our local law enforcement. I dig that. But then on the other hand, this is an interesting case where you're being woken up because somebody is on the loose. Then they call you back going, okay, it's all fine. I mean, it's nice to get that call saying it's all fine, but are we going to start receiving calls, you know, for everybody? Okay. Well, you know, somebody left a bar drunk. He told the bartender, up yours, stiffed him, got behind a vehicle. Some of us will want to know that that guy is behind a vehicle because he could be a drunk driver, maybe avoid the streets because we got somebody that's kind of driving like crap because he's intoxicated. Police are looking for him. Maybe stay off the road. Some of you are like, look, this happens every day, 70,000 times a day. What are you waking me up for this? So I get it. It's just, you know, my question out there is, does law enforcement actually need our help? And are we going to start getting these calls because they really need our help? I mean, do we just not have enough in our police force? God bless them for everything they do. Where getting these tips, right? Like, was it Dahmer in California, the ex-cop that went on a rampage, and didn't it take private citizens? I mean, how California handled that? I'm not talking about the rewards. That's a whole other issue. But everybody was so aware that they, you know, when they saw this guy, they knew he could be dangerous. Although luckily for one couple or the guy with the truck, when Dahmer jumped in the car, he didn't kill him, which was kind of nice. I think he carjacked somebody, or, you know, and they didn't get killed. But you know, I would probably vote for, I want the awareness. I want to know. The flip side is are we, you know, knowing at all? Okay, I mean, I don't think we could get enough calls. I think my phone would be ringing off the hook, right? If every suspect was out there and I was supposed to help look for it, but I'm okay with it. I still am, but it can cause, you know, more worry. I mean, there's got to be a way to update people and let them know. You know, I mean, one thing they could do is, you know, tell everybody to stay inside, stay in their homes, watch out for somebody that fits this description. I think most of us as a whole would want that. Okay? I think so. All right? And then if you want to just shut off your phone and go back to sleep, make sure you wake up if there's a tornado coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, well, if you think there's fireworks going on with that, all right, then what about if you try to tell your spouse that they need to diet? Okay, they say if you try to tell your partner to diet, it may actually backfire on you. A new study, they say both men and women tended to react negatively to their partner's well-meaning encouragement, said researcher Marla Eisenberg, an associate professor of adolescent health and medicine at the University of Minnesota. They say romantic partners provide important feedback about each other's weight. Encouraging a loved one to diet, however, may do more harm than good. She surveyed 1,300 young adults in Minnesota between 20 and 31 in relationships. More than 40% of those surveyed said they had used extreme dieting behaviors in the past. Binge eating nearly doubled among women whose partners encouraged dieting very much, while 14% of women who were not urged to diet engaged in binge eating. So they're saying, if you tell your lady she needs to cut back on the food, she may go and binge eat. So maybe you want to hold back. Now, all right, I think there's ways to do it, okay? Now, mind you, I'm a doctor. I have no problem being a straight shooter, but I also realize that patients and family members, they don't like to be told, you know, you're too fat. I mean, when I was growing up, that's all I heard from, you know, my parents, you know, yelling at my sister, yelling at my brother, yelling at me, even though I was the skinnier one. Still, you're all too fat. You're not eating this. You're eating this. You're all too fat. You're all too fat. Okay, you know, even my grandmother looked at me, you know, and goes, you know what, your butt's getting bigger. Well, I got a big butt. I got that from you, Grandma. Thank you. And it sucked. You know, I don't think it did anything for my self-esteem, but it made me start exercising. I worked out. So for me, it worked. I didn't like it, but it worked. For a lot of us, though, you know, we have now a very touchy-feely, kitten-glove type of generation. So you really need to pussyfoot around your partners. So how do you bring up telling your partner that they need to lose weight? Now, my husband already knows all the tricks, because how I do it in my family is I go, all right, I want to get the whole family in good shape. Okay, we're all going to do this. I need to lose some weight, so we're going to start eating some salmon. We're going to start eating more vegetables, no more red meat, 2 vegetarian dishes a week, and we're all going to start exercising more. Now, luckily, my husband's like, okay, she's trying to tell me to lose weight. So already, But he likes it that we're all doing it. What other ways can you suggest losing weight? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Losing weight to your partner. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so as we're dealing with our obesity problem, we need to kind of find ways to bring it up to the spouse, because a study has come out saying if you bring weight loss up with your partner, it could backfire, and they instead overdo, or they will binge, okay, in depression. And I think they're looking more like at women. Now, the one thing I keep bringing up with you guys is the reason why I don't yell at us, you know, for starting to pack on the pounds like doctors are supposed to, is because I understand how the weight sneaks up on you. You know, I have always worked out some sort of exercise. If I wasn't running, I was stretching or doing crunches or doing stairs or something, okay? And even when I was pregnant, I worked out twice a day, okay? Even pregnant, I mean, I never wanted to go a day without doing some sort of exercise, and still pounds creeped up on me. So I get it. You know, some of us are not size twos, but with the idea and the knowledge that pounds creep up, a lot of times we have no idea we're putting on the amount of weight that we're putting on unless we're given some external clues. Okay? I knew I started to pack on a little bit of weight, you know, when my doctor changed my hormones. So then I was like, wait a second, something's not right. So I started to run pregnancy tests on me, and I wasn't pregnant. And then before I knew it, 30 pounds. 30 pounds in a year. The only time I ever gained 30 pounds in a year was during puberty. So me and hormones do not mix. All right. And it was clothes getting tighter, et cetera. My husband backed off. Okay. And if he would have said anything, I don't think he needed to, because I noticed that was such a rapid weight gain. And now it's coming off because I got off the hormones. But, you know, when we're trying to battle obesity, we wish we could go back in time. And when we packed on the first 10 pounds, nip it in the butt. So for those of you who see you and your partner or your kids already starting to gain weight, that's when you need to jump on it, i.e. today. Okay? Today is when you guys have to start working on your weight, except for those of you who are a size 2 or a size 0, I don't even want to talk to you. Okay? Whenever people see a child that's obese, the first thing we look at the parents is, well, what? How did you let it get this far? What the hell were you doing 10 pounds ago? What the hell were you doing 20 pounds ago? Well, it didn't seem that bad. He just or she just blew up overnight. And you'll hear that. Sometimes they just don't notice it. Kids start wearing baggy clothes. Like these teenage girls that end up giving birth and mom never knew she was pregnant. I'm like, really? You didn't see her belly? Well, I just thought she was getting fat. Well, then if you think your daughter is getting fat, intervene. You should have still intervened 9 months ago. And didn't you think something was odd when she didn't ask you for more tampons? No. So, as a partner, as a parent, as a grandparent, we want to get involved. We want to get involved early. But how the hell do you bring it up? Now, I told you how I bring it up, okay? And I just gave you guys a huge out. Say you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. She said all of us should be working on our weight every day. So I'm going to do it now because I don't want the pounds to creep up on me. We're starting this now. We're all going to be walking the dog, not just me walking the dog. We're all going to walk the dog. We're all going to, do 20 minutes of dancing to Lady Gaga. Okay, we can make fun of each other dancing. We're going to do a little dance contest. Okay, we got to really shake our booties, work up a sweat. It's a great family exercise. All right, we're going to go hiking this weekend. Just get the family exercising, get the family eating better. Now, AskMen.com is actually one of my favorite websites. I love looking stuff up on AskMen.com because I really like the way some of these guys think. So this article here is 6 ways to tell your girl to lose some weight. Now, this is kind of interesting, okay? But go with it here, okay? All right. Number one, you could tell her, I don't like the way that outfit looks on you anymore. Now, she could take it the wrong way, but it gives you a way to go, I don't know what it is. It used to look really, really cute. Oh, I got fat. I don't know if it's that. It just, you know, your shoulders, your, something just doesn't seem right. It used to look better a few years, you know, and then let her do the sluicing. Okay? All right. Number two. Okay? According to AskMen.com, if you talk about, I can't get over how fat I feel, and you launch your own pity party, they think that she will later become fat obsessed by osmosis. All right, this is how men think. All right, so women do that all the time. You know, they see their friend fat, okay? They don't know how to tell their friend that they're fat, so then they go, oh my gosh, I feel so fat. Look at this stomach of mine. So then the friend goes, well, no, look at mine. Then the friend looks down and goes, oh. By the way, let me interject here something that Ask Men doesn't have on there. Another thing you could do is you could talk about how one of her friends is gaining weight and go, how do you ladies tell each other? Because if she keeps this up, if she doesn't realize she's gaining weight and she keeps this up, she's going to like one day be fat. How do you girls tell each other? You know? Because I know her husband, we're friends, and he's going to want to say something, but he doesn't know how to say it. Well, then she's like, well, you could always do this, you could always do this, you could always do this, and maybe it'll get her thinking. Okay? I don't look fat, do I, baby? Oh, no, no, you don't. Oh, good, good. And then she goes off. You're like, no. Here we go. Number three. Your friend isn't nearly as attractive since she gained that weight. That always seems to help. Talk bad about her friend. Women love that. Okay? They don't want their men complimenting their friends. But you rip on their friends saying they're ugly or they got a big butt. Thank God you're married to them or you're going out with them. They like that. Okay? Another thing, AskMen.com says to say, I have a new female trainer at the gym. Now, they say a woman is going to go bonkers if she thinks there's another woman spotting your squat thrusts. So they say she may sign up and be there with you. That's pretty smart. Guys are smart. You see, ladies, they're right about that. If my husband was going to a gym, I'm not going to tell him to cut back on the gym, but I'd probably say, I better get my butt down there with you. Start working out. The saleswoman said it was for smaller women. Now, hear me out on this one. It says, if you want your girl to shed some baby fat, spend a couple bucks on a nice little fashion piece a couple sizes out of her reach. If she thinks she is thin in your eyes, then the only thing telling her otherwise is the actual piece of clothing. So you get that? They're saying to buy a piece of clothing that you think was perfect for her. And that the saleswoman said, oh, this is perfect for your petite wife. You buy it. She tries it on. She feels like total crap that she can't fit into it. She'll try to lose weight. Okay? But give her the receipt to say, just in case you don't like the color. Now, she'll probably go back and then get, you know, the size she needs, right? 12, 16, whatever. But makes her think. Okay? And then, of course, going to her saying, let's help each other lose a couple of pounds. I know you don't have to lose much, but if you and I compete, you know, because we're so competitive, I could lose some weight. So will you help me with that? So that's pretty good. One of you piped in saying, ask her to have sex with you. You're right. Sex is a very good exercise. But if you guys are having trouble already having her, give it up, okay, it's tough to try to kill two birds with one stone. Let's just deal with one problem at a time, okay? The weight issue. We can always deal with the lack of sex issue, okay? But, it's a tough one. It's a tough one. But we see our spouses smoke. We see our spouses eat like crap. We see our partners gain weight. And we feel helpless because we don't know what to say to them. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Happy 40th birthday. Is it, I think, the 40th birthday of the Egg McMuffin? Apparently, the Egg McMuffin makes up 25% of McDonald's sales. It had been launched back in 1973. It's funny, the muffin looked really flat. Okay, I'm looking at the 1970s picture. You kind of see a farm. You see a sun coming up. You see the egg that looks fairly cooked. Okay, it looks like a fried egg. Butter on the muffin. Cheese, Canadian bacon. I know I'm getting hungry, huh? Flat piece of bacon, flat eggs, flat muffins. Nowadays in the commercials, they really fluffing it up. So the Egg McMuffin actually is almost twice the size on the image. Of course, when you buy it, it's still kind of flat. They have made an Egg White Delight Muffin that I think is now at about 260 calories. Okay. But that American cheese, there's nothing like that American cheese on that Egg McMuffin. I have to pull out the Canadian bacon of the Egg McMuffin, but still very, very yummy stuff. So, congratulations, Egg McMuffin. Then interesting. The original prototype of G.I. Joe doll, I guess, has been found and is now fetching $200,000 at auction. Now, G.I. Joe came out in the 60s, 1964. So I know many of us think, well, G.I. Joe, that was, around during World War II. No, I think the story behind G.I. Joe came from World War II, right? But the actual doll came out in the 60s. Am I right? Okay. So I guess the bidding starts at about $125,000. They expect it to go for $200,000. That's pretty cool stuff. I would love to have an original G.I. Joe. I just dig old type of stuff. Yeah, and then you bring it on Pawn Stars. Mm-hmm. Malaria vaccine shows early promise. This is pretty, pretty cool. It looks like it protected 12 out of 15 patients from the disease. Many of you, when you travel, you need to take these medications for malaria prophylaxis. You got to take it a few weeks before your trip. Each week during your trip and after your trip, if you don't remember, you could come down with malaria if you've been exposed to it because of mosquitoes. But some people say that, well, if you've had exposure to mosquitoes, then you could maybe get protection. But studies have shown that it takes more than 1,000 bites from the insects over time to build up a high level of immunity, not something that you or I would probably want to do. All right, so they've come up with a vaccine, and they have found, I guess they looked at a group of 57 volunteers, none of whom had malaria before. Of these, 40 received different doses of the vaccine, while 17 did not. Then they were all exposed to the malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Oh, that would have been a fun one. Just stand there, ow, just stand there, don't, ow, ow, it's biting me, ow, chow, chew. The researchers found that for the participants not given any vaccine and those given low doses, almost all became infected with malaria. However, for the small group given the highest dosage, only 3 of the 15 patients were infected after exposure to malaria, meaning the other 12 were good. So they think this vaccine could be pretty effective. Now, right now, there are 20 malaria vaccine candidates right now in clinical trials. The most advanced, they say, is RTS/AS01. Got that? Which has been developed by a pharmaceutical company, GlaxoSmithKline. We know GlaxoSmithKline, they do good stuff. And is in a phase 3 clinical trial involving 15,000 African children. Since in 2010, there were an estimated 219 million cases with 660,000 deaths, the malaria vaccine needs to be made ASAP. You don't mess around with this puppy. So, we'll keep you guys posted on this. Now, some of you will visit your loved one in the hospital, and they will act funny. And, you know, you'll talk to the nurse, you'll talk to the doctor and say, it's because they're depressed. You know, they're sitting in the hospital, they're getting kind of squirrely. Yet, for me as a doctor, whenever I visit a family member, I always want to look for acute delirium. Now, acute delirium could happen because of infection, could happen because of a medication overdose, an underdose of medication, pain, etc., a variety of things. So, hospitals have actually developed a quick tool. It's supposed to be a quick test. And they tested it in 374 patients older than 50 who did not have delirium when they were admitted to the hospital. And the tool is called AWOL. A for age, W for spelling the word world backwards, O for orientation, and L for moderate to severe illness. That's where they get the L. Patients with higher AWOL scores were more likely to develop delirium. Once identified, those patients can receive specialized care to prevent the delirium. Now, again, we don't know exactly why. You know, is it the salts are off, sugar, medication issue, depression? What is it? But delirium differs from dementia. Some of you will say, you know what, last weekend my dad developed dementia. I'm like, excuse me? Yeah, last weekend. What about the Friday before? Oh, he was fine. That's not dementia. Dementia is slow. Dementia comes on creepily. All right? There may be some jumps in the dementia, but the dementia will go on for a period of time. Delirium is very acute and pretty scary because you go from 0 to 90 with it. So if somebody says overnight, you know, they had dementia, that's not it. No, not happened. Okay, now, we've talked about the mini mental status exam. I've asked you guys to spell the word world backwards, World, D-L-R-O-W. In order to do that, you have to use a few centers of the brain. You have to, A, be able to picture the word. You have to be able to stay attention and keep that there so then you could spell it backwards. Now, many of us have to re-bring up the word in our minds. That's fine, because as you try to speak, you get distracted. That's totally fine. Plus, you're looking at somebody. You're judging them. You're nervous. They're judging you. But just try that at home. Make sure you can spell world backwards. That's an important one. Whenever you're trying to test if your mom or dad is with it, okay, ask them about orientation to place, time, etc. Now, if they go, well, you know, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the year 2013, and it's a Tuesday. Don't give them too much crap about the Tuesday, because remember, if they haven't been, I never know what the day is until I'm actually writing the prescription and putting the date on there. So if somebody doesn't know the date, right, August 9th, 10th, whatever, don't give them a hard time for that. Ask them what city they live in, what county they live in, who's the mayor. If they say Anthony Weiner, well, that's not too far off. Weiner's been in the news, but if Weiner is not your mayor yet, yeah, you may want to be concerned. That may actually be a nightmare you're living in. All right, anyway. So, older age for AWOL, unable to spell world, not oriented to place, and moderate to severe illness, AWOL. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say vaporizer marijuana use is getting more and more popular with the kids. Apparently, there is a vaporizer. This one author found, I guess it's called the G-Pen. Okay, they're used by patients who are prescribed medical marijuana so they can have the benefits without the harmful smoke or odor. And it's used for aromatherapy. Apparently, teenagers like the pens or the electronic cigarettes because they're discreet. They don't have to walk around with a bong. Okay? Make sure you check the kids' belongings. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, kids need their privacy. They do need their privacy when they change. Yeah, they do need their privacy. But going into their nudie stack, looking at their porn collection, looking at what they smoke or what they have in terms of paraphernalia, if you're paying the bills, right, if you're their parent, absolutely you have every right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you has asked about electroacupuncture when it comes to using electroacupuncture for hunger pains. We're hearing some interesting stuff about it. They find certain spots. Rather than using the needles, they use that little little zap. And it's supposed to help lower leptin, which makes you hungry. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you again. Have a great rest of the day. God bless. Be safe.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Attention, citizens of Northern Arizona. Are you prepared? If not, now's your chance to get prepared at the Arizona Survivalist Prepper Expo. August 24th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Tim's Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Visit with Arizona-based and national suppliers of such items as freeze-dried foods, solar ovens, solar equipment, tactical gear, camping gear, water filtration supplies, and much more. Do you need a bug-out bag? Do Do you need to stock up on freeze-dried food? Are you curious what a solar oven is? Take a tour of the Ultimate Bunker, a portable above or below ground survival shelter. Visit with Doomsday Prepper stars from around Arizona, such as Tim Ralston of Gear Up and Brian Moffat of Extreme Defense USA. Informative speakers will be providing valuable insight every hour on such topics as long-term food storage and emergency first aid skills. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring your neighbors. We won't rest until every citizen in Arizona is prepared. Visit our website, ArizonaSurvivalistShows.com.